This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
All right, let's check out what's going on down in Grand Isle as we approach the Christmas holiday season and get a report from Captain Darryl Carpenter, realscreamers.com. Hey, Darryl, what's going on?
Dude, John, it's been a really up and down week. I mean, you know, these little micro fronts and all coming through, and of course that gives us 20 plus mile an hour winds for a day or so. But if you're flexible and you can pick your days, there have been some really good trout caught this week on the calm days. And believe it or not, I mean, some of them were caught on the lower bays. I mean, we normally talk about it's that time of the year to go north. But if you look, we've had these fronts back to back. We've had our water level is running really low. Of course, it's cooled off some. Water temperature is running in the low 60s. But because it's really low, it kind of, you know, you kind of this time of the year, you start thinking about hitting the marsh and looking for deeper holes. But the bay, you know, when you get into the lower portions of Barrett Area Bay, on low tide, even it's holding 4 to 5 feet of water. And on these Indian summer days where we have, you know, the weather warm up for a couple of days and you get one or two calm days in there, it finds that the trout can turn on in those lower bays over those oyster reefs. We still have some, you know, resident trout that are hanging out in the lower marsh. So if you can pick your days, man, I mean, there were a couple of really good days of fishing this week. Yeah. Now, the story of it all, and, you know, what we don't talk about offshore enough these days, but we talked last week about the Wahoo. And the couple of days you could get offshore this week, the Wahoo just continued to just, I mean, man, I hadn't seen a Wahoo season like this in a long time. And they're usually pretty predictable come this wintertime fishing. But if the number one, the most important thing is you've got to be flexible. Whether you're booking a charter trip, whether you're planning your own trip, you've got to watch that weather. You've got to become an armchair weatherman and predict your weather and just know that you need to hit the calm days. And if you don't, you got to be willing to just grab the trout rod and go sit on the side of the road in a pickup truck and hope for the best in those roadside ponds.
Darryl, what conditions you like best for Wahoo fishing?
Well, you want a little bit of a current line running, and I really do like to come into the, you know, I like it when you find those little mini current lines offshore. A lot of people pass them up if they don't have grass and all on them. Those current lines with any kind of a color change will hold a whole lot of Wahoo. The other thing is, I mean, you know, we're losing a lot of structure, a lot of rigs, but your rigs are really good to fish. You want a little bit of current. You're not going to see a whole lot of bait, but a little bit of current, anything less than 3 foot to make you comfortable all day long, and just covering a lot of ground, Don, and don't pass up anything that you think would hold fish. Like I said, those little micro current lines, you'd be amazed at the number of wahoo over the years we've caught. Just, hey man, it's time to go in, and you cross one of those current lines and throw out a couple of baits, and in 10 minutes, you got multiple wahoo on the hook.
What's your favorite wahoo bait?
Oh, man, I'm kind of old school. I like those old stretch 30s. But with that being said, you know, if you've got the ability to put out a spread of 4 to 6 baits, I would not dismiss putting on some surface baits with that, too. Maybe an Islander-type bait. You know, with a trailer, with either a squid or a ballyhoo trailer on it, because you can pick up a surprising amount of wahoo on the surface this time of the year.
Very good. What do you think about this reopening of the snapper season? I mean, is it too little, too late? I mean, just got a couple of week window here, and weather's going to be iffy from here on out. But I mean, if somebody's got the time and you happen to hit the days right, you could maybe do pretty well.
It would probably not be a bad thing if it was for the recreational guy who could decide on a whim, hey, I'm hooking up to my boat and I'm going. But, yeah, it shows the inadequacy of the federal government, the federal system, and why they should be under state management also. Look at it. It's Christmas time. It's Christmas season. You got all the Christmas parties. You know, somebody has to plan and make a deposit on a charter fishing trip. You have no idea what the weather's going to be 3 days from now. So, yeah, it's a little bit, look, God bless them for realizing they were wrong and doing it. But, you know, if this was under a state system, you would have seen this season extended in August. That's why it's imperative we go to state management on red snapper.
Well, let's make that our wish for the new year, to get all state management on the red snapper, because I do want to make this clear. A lot of people are hearing this and they're thinking, let's hook up the boat, we can go out and catch some red snapper. It doesn't work that way. You have to be a federally licensed charter captain to fish in federal waters with a reef permit. Otherwise, it's closed.
That is correct. And like I said, it's a lot of planning to do around Christmas parties and everything else to try to get out there and hope your weather's right.
Darryl, somebody wants a gift certificate to come fish with you. Can you handle it?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We've done them for years, and you know, we print them out, personalize them, and send them to you to gift wrap.
Very good. And what's the best way to do that? I guess on the website, huh?
Well, we don't have the automated system on the website, so the best way is a telephone call. That way we can automate, you know, or personalize the certificate itself. And that's at 225-937-6288.
And you can find that phone number on the website, which is realscreamers.com, and get that personal touch. Darryl, have a great weekend, my friend, and we'll be closing down on the Christmas season when we talk to you next week.
We will be doing that, Don. It's time to start growing the beard and say ho, ho, ho.
Yes, indeed. Thank you, Darryl. See you next week. All right, and here's one text that says we're looking for the most expensive gift.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.